It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain. All symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Hi. This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
I know yesterday we were talking more about the divorce of Sofia Vergara and Joe Manganiello.
Right.
But now they're saying that it might have been over his desire to have kids is what led to the divorce. Are either of them in that realm?
Yo, I mean...
What the hell? Now I gotta Google how old these people are because I'm like...
Sofia just turned like... I think both of them
like
just 50. Turned 50.
She's not having a baby.
I think the both of them are literally in their 50s now.
Actually, you know what? I shouldn't say that. Janet did it.
Boom.
Why not?
Why not?
So, and they clearly have the resources and the money to do it.
Oh, no, they definitely do.
So, but how do you get married and not be on the same page about kids? You what know, is with that?
I feel like they got married out of passion and then weren't thinking about it like that.
Oh, Joe.
Yeah, and then he went, yo, I'm trying to lock it down for real. Yeah, I'm trying to get you a baby, girl.
She's like, oh, Poppy Joe.
And she went, no. She said, Poppy, no.
I just was surprised that would have been the nail that broke, you know. I'm shocked that Joe Manganiello wanted kids and Sofia Vergara was like, no thanks. I just assumed they were happily married at the 50 and they were going to move on with their lives.
No, you know what's ironic? I see it from Joe's perspective, and it's only because all these recent old babies or old young babies, you know, all these old heads having these young babies.
Yeah.
The De Niro's.
Like me?
No. Stop it.
Oh, you mean De Niro. Oh, yeah, because he's like, De Niro had one.
It's been
and
a trend.
Al Pacino just had a kid at 80-something, and I'm like, ooh, stop. You're going to die before the kid's 10.
He's trying to George Clooney it up, have a kid old and keep him young. But Sophia's on the other end going, I'm literally in like the peak prime of my career. Mm-hmm. I'm in stride, Poppy. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to mess this up.
Exactly. So she's like, I'm done. Well, they said maybe he'll meet somebody else now and have kids then.
Hopefully.
Maybe.
I mean, he could always be a single parent.
Yeah, whatever. That's true. You know what? Thank you for reminding me to be open-minded. Thanks, DZ.
Got you.
103.7 KISS FM. Last chance today on Allie and DZ to win those Six Flags tickets at 7:45 and Brewfest tickets at 8:40.
Tis the last day. You ain't gonna miss it, okay?
Okay.
Okay.
Look at you rhyming over there.
You know, had to, you know, little freestyle. I'm not a rapper. Never claim to be.
Well, you're better than I'm ever gonna be. But I'll try.
I feel like you got some bars. You just never hear them.
Thank you. I appreciate that, DZ. Only in my bathroom alone do I rap.
Shower rapper.
Shower rapper. Okay, I want to talk to you about baby names.
You just going to jump into
it? Yeah, we're jumping into it. You and Aaron are having a baby.
Uh-huh. We are.
Second baby.
Due in November, that's right.
So, what's the name?
What's the...
I'm just kidding. You said I'm getting right into it. Today I'm getting right into it.
Tell me the name.
What are we naming the baby? What are we? And Aaron can call in and add to it if she'd like, but what are we all naming the baby? Me, you, and Aaron.
Yeah. What's our baby name?
What's our baby name?
What's our baby's name?
I'd like to know.
We ain't even give you the gender yet. You don't even know gender.
Okay.
But we are.
Do you know the gender?
We are deep in the names. And yes, we do know the gender.
Are you going to tell the listeners the gender?
At some point. Yeah. I might make you guess it. You know, but right now we're also looking into like some gender neutral names though.
Uh-huh.
Mm. You know, we like gender neutral things. We're progressive to that degree. But you know, like color, schemes, patterns, whatever. But now we're thinking gender neutral names too. We really like a few options. We're leaning towards a couple names, like, if you will.
So, well, Sammy could be gender neutral. Your son now.
Yep, Sammy could be. I mean, it's Samuel, but.
Okay, never mind. Samuel's definitely not gender neutral. But Sam alone could have been confusing.
Sam, 100%. Aaron is technically gender neutral.
Your wife's name.
The spelling is conditional, sure, quote unquote, for a lot of people. But in pronunciation, Aaron is gender neutral.
No,
mine ain't, but.
If you say Aaron, sometimes I'd have to say, is that a boy or a girl? I would ask that. Yeah.
All the time.
Sure.
People ask, do you spell it with an E or an A?
Oh, well, then you know right away. Yeah. Okay, so what are we naming the baby?
Well, I'll give you a little hint because we don't have a name decided, but we have a letter per se decided.
Mm-hmm.
We want E names.
E names. Mm-hmm. Why? Okay, E because of Aaron?
I think Aaron. I think this is maybe a little like her baby, if you will.
Okay.
Which isn't necessarily an indication at what you think the gender might be or isn't. Yeah. I don't know. Up to you.
Mm-hmm.
But she just approached me and said, well, can we add an E to this name? Can it start with an E? Mm-hmm. And in my head, I went, yeah.
I don't care.
I don't know. Why not?
Yeah.
That's amazing. Let's think of something with an E. Now, that's not saying that's exactly the letter we're going to use,
because
if the name slaps, woo, we might just use it. Don't care if it starts with a W, an X, an L. It don't matter.
I'm curious how people pick their baby names or if they want to help you, because one of the questions you asked me the other day was, how did I pick Owen and Hudson's names? And I said, Owen, his dad and I, when I was married, my ex-husband, I was pregnant, and we were writing down all these names, and we knew his middle name had to be Charles. Like, Owen wasn't even on the radar. That wasn't even a name I ever liked or thought of.
Which is weird how that worked out, huh?
I thought it was going to be Carter.
Okay.
And his dad wanted to name him Boston, and I said, absolutely not. I wish I would have. Now it would have been a cool name.
But I kind of like Boston. I ain't going
to
cap.
12 years ago, it didn't seem cool to me. Now I would have done it. Yeah.
Boston. Nah, that don't sound necessarily right in Spanish. Well, I think about names in Spanish too, how to pronounce them.
True.
How they gonna sound.
True.
Because half of our family gotta say it.
I know you're shocked by this, but his dad didn't get his way and he became Owen.
He became Owen. Dun, 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 dun.
And now we're divorced and here we are. But anyway.
And the Owen came about because it
sounded good with Charles.
Sounded good.
Which was we wrote them all down with the middle name and went, oh, Owen Charles. Oh, and that was it.
Mm.
That was it. And
it
Hudson,
just sounded the best.
Yeah, Hudson, we heard a friend say it and I said, oh, I love it.
Yeah.
I love that name, and that was it.
Yeah.
And it was set from the start. Second I got pregnant, second I found out it was a boy, Hudson, and never changed.
Done. That was decided.
Yeah. 414, I want people to help you. 414-533-1037. And can we add, by the way, you taught me yesterday, we have to dial 1 now?
Yeah, I mean, that's usually how it goes nowadays.
When people text in, the phones aren't working or they can't get through or something, it might be they're not dialing the 1.
You might need to dial the 1.
I'm not
1-414-533-1037.
I didn't know this was like a thing, because I don't call anyone. And after you told me that, I tried to call someone. I'm like, I need the damn 1.
Well, Wisconsin is behind the times because a lot of places make you dial the 1 already.
I thought we got rid of the 1.
Mm-mm, they added it.
No, DZ. We had a 1 when I was a kid.
Oh, really?
We got rid of it. That's
really?
Why I'm confused on why it got added back. Okay, I just want to throw that out there if you're calling in. 1-414-533-1037. How do you pick baby names? How did you pick yours? And what are we naming our baby? remember Ja Rule? No.
Huh?
It's okay if you don't.
Sounding like the Cookie Monster.
What would I be without you?
I love it.
Come on now. Ja Rule. Jeffrey Atkins? Yeah, I remember Jeffrey Atkins.
103.7 Kiss FM. Allie and DZ live from the AdamDeputy.com studios talking about what we're going to name our baby. DZ and Aaron. And me.
You sound like that was slick. Talking about what we're going to name our baby. Our baby. Our child.
DZ, Aaron, and me, we're having a baby. Him and his wife and me. I'm Auntie Allie, okay?
Facts.
I am, though, for real. We're talking about how you came up with baby names. We don't have one yet for DZ, but Austin is an Elkhorn. We're trying to get ideas or suggestions on how you chose your baby names. Austin, good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, hey, what's going on, man? You got some baby name suggestion? Well, maybe not a suggestion, but how you came to a baby name or yours?
So for my two boys, or our two boys, I should say, our oldest, we named him Braden, and then we went with the middle name William because that's my middle name. Mm-hmm. And then for our youngest, we named him Bentley. Well, if you look at the spelling on both of our names, my wife's name is Ashley, so Bentley is L-E-Y, and then we spell Braden, my son, B-R-A-Y-D-I-N.
For Austin?
For Austin.
Oh my God, I'm blanking out on the couple I know that did this where they combined their names. What was the kid's name? I know couples that do this.
My parents did it for my little sister's name.
What's her name?
My dad's name is Angel. My mom's name is Catalina. They named my little sister Angelica.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Mm. Wow.
Yeah.
Ooh. See, and people have texted that too. Combined names.
I've heard this a lot. I didn't know this was a thing, but it is.
Yeah. It's kind of funny. So we got the boys are B and B, and then mine and my wife's initials are A.
A and A and B and B.
They're the A, they're the B. You know, the different generations.
B squared. Yeah. Awesome. Thanks for calling, Austin.
That's good.
You're welcome.
Have a good day, man.
You too. Bye.
Bye.
All right.
That was good.
Let's go to Melanie in Racine this morning. Good morning, Melanie.
Good morning.
Help DZ out. We need some baby. We need to find out our baby names.
We're trying to pick. We don't necessarily need to find it today, but how'd you come across yours?
Well, for my first one, my boyfriend picked it. His name is Isaac Jordan.
That's your boyfriend's name or that's the kid's name?
No, the kid.
That's the kid. Okay. Got it. Got it.
The second one, I picked out Anthony Javier.
I like Anthony Javier.
Was there a reason?
Yeah. What was the reason?
The first one, I guess he always loved it for like the longest, and he's obsessed with Michael Jordan.
Well, that I kind of figured. I ain't even gonna cap.
So then the second one, we figured we'd stick to J name, so that's why the second one has Javier.
Okay. So, all that you got to figure out is what names you like. DZ is Melanie's advice.
Well, and that's one thing too. I haven't really thought about the fact that do we want their names to kind of combine in any degree, or do we not care about that? Because some parents do. Some parents want like the same middle name to be J or the same starting letter to be E or W or D, whatever. Right?
Mine. The only reason Owen had to be Charles as his middle name was the same thing that Austin said. It was like his dad's name was middle name was Charles. His dad's dad's middle name was Charles.
Right.
And it's like this
thing. Well, it's a family thing, and I get that.
I was like, nobody knows your middle name anyway. Fine. I don't give a damn.
I kind of have one for him.
Okay.
I think for the E, it'd be cute if it was a girl. Esme for Esmeralda.
Aww.
Esmeralda. Oh, that's pretty.
That is a beautiful name, actually.
Aww. That's a good. What if it's a boy for an E?
Oh, that's a toughie.
She's only thinking girl names.
Have a great day. Bye. Thanks, Melanie.
She was like, I didn't get that far yet. We appreciate you. That was a good one. Esme, I love it. Thank you very much. Have a good day.
Bye. Have a good one.
Somebody texted in and said, I named my oldest daughter Priscilla because my dad loved Elvis.
Oh.
Plus, she's half Puerto Rican. Well, so that makes us, you know, Priscilla Presley.
Some people have definitely named babies after important figures in their life. You know, some famous people. Jordan, we just heard.
Somebody said they make a baby name app that's like, swipe away.
That'd be nice.
Yeah.
Keep going through names. Ooh.
Mike is in Hartford this morning. Let's go ahead and pull him up because we already know they have a 3-year-old, Eileen. Mike.
Good morning.
Talk to DZ about baby names.
So Eileen is named Eileen Elizabeth after my mother-in-law who passed away when my wife was a kid.
Mm-hmm.
And her name was Eileen, and my sister-in-law's name is Elizabeth. So that was a family name. And then for our second child, when we have the second child.
I was like, have a second child.
Nothing's in the process yet.
Okay.
But we're not finding out the gender like we did with Eileen. So we have to have a boy and a girl name. I think we have the boy name picked out. The girl name is a toss-up, but the way I think about it is, what name is going to put the fear of God in your child when they're in trouble?
You're going to scream it. You're going to scream first and middle name anyway, Mike. It's not going to matter. Like, didn't you hear me on the air the other day going, Hudson Michael? DZ knows what I'm talking about.
Oh, yeah, because I echoed, Hudson Michael.
Like, like when my dad's name is John Michael and my name is Michael John. So when I heard my grandma, my dad didn't say John Michael, I'm like, oh, dad's in trouble.
Ah!
So who's somebody about to get a snack? When I was a kid and I heard Michael John, I'm like, oh, yep, I'm getting
I'm in trouble.
Uh-huh.
So I know that tone.
That, I just think about like what name is going to put the fear in your child when you yell at them because they did something wrong. You want them to know.
It's not the name, Mike. It's the tone.
It's the tone. The name ain't got nothing to do with it.
My grandma, when she said John Michael, she didn't have a tone in her body, and I knew my dad was in trouble.
That's a good suggestion, though, man. We appreciate you.
Jeff, have a good day, guys.
You too. Later, Doc.
Somebody texted in Elias for a boy for the E names. I was just looking for you, DZ.
Ooh.
Somebody said, I named my daughter after the Chevy Nova. Lots of good texts coming in.
Oh, you love the Chevy, huh?
Mm-hmm. So we appreciate them. We'll keep looking to see what we're going to name our baby.
We'll update on what we pick.
DZ, Aaron, and Auntie Allie are naming the baby today.
Today, for sure.
Today. Right there. Chingy came to this radio station. I don't remember what year it was, but I could find the picture if you challenged me, let me tell you.
Double dog.
Good stuff.
Double dog.
Damn it. I was kidding.
Don't take this no challenge.
I had to go to MySpace days to find that picture. Okay?
Oh, you're not finding that.
I really do. So you're right, I'm not. 103.7 KISS FM. Allie and DZ, live from the AdamDeputy.com studios. And what's up this weekend? We love to do this every Friday morning because it's summer and there is so much stuff going on locally, like the Air and Water Show is happening in Milwaukee this morning.
Boy, them Jets been going crazy. The Blue Angels are in town. Mm-hmm. That's the booms and bangs you've been hearing.
It's going to be so cool. You live in Bayview, so you've been hearing it.
I don't need to go to the Water, Air, Nothing Show.
Don't you see it all from your house?
I've been hearing them all week.
Yep.
Ooh, look, you know, we tried to take Sammy over down by the lake to see him. Uninterested. We walk, we get back home, walk into our backyard, and literally a jet is just hanging out over our house.
No.
So we're like, bro, we could have just stayed here the whole time, man.
So he's not in the phase where he goes, plane.
He is. He just didn't feel like he could see him. He was overwhelmed because he was going, water, boat, hi, hungry, you know, like he was doing all
that.
Mommy, daddy, up, you know, get out. You want to let me run, please? Parque? Can we go to the park?
Can I sit back down? Can I get back up?
Oh, anything but sit down. Yeah. Anything but sit down. So he was all over the place. When we got back into our yard and his processing was a little more refined, he would look up and be like, I'm on airplane. Yeah. He doesn't know how to say fighter jet yet.
Well, that's okay.
We're working on it.
It's all right. He'll get there.
Blue Angels.
Blue Angels.
They
that's
are
happening
in town.
This weekend. The Air and Water Show. What else happening this weekend? The Waukesha County Fair. So that's good to know.
Huh.
It's out by the Expo Center. That's where the fairgrounds are. You go out there. So that's something to do. I'm going to see Beyonce, but in Chicago. So I'm sorry that's not in Milwaukee, but I'm just bragging.
Yeah,
I just wanted to throw
it
out there.
It's cool.
I am so excited about this.
I'm so happy for you.
No, you're not. I'm so happy.
I'm so happy. This is great. Wow. Do you need anything? Your voice gets higher.
You got tickets and I didn't. You jerk. Thanks for nothing, loser.
Stop it. You know that's a once in a lifetime opportunity, man. That's so dope.
I've never seen
Beyonce. Just send me a picture, man. I just want to live vicariously through you.
I'm going to freak out. I'm going to freak out. And then finally,
FaceTime me when you're there, please.
Oh, I'll FaceTime you. No problem.
And show me to Beyonce.
Okay.
Thank you.
I will.
That's all I need.
The River West Food Truck Rally also happening on Saturday, 4
Ooh.
To 8. And that's your vibe. So I just thought I'd fill you in on that.
Say that one more time.
The River West Food Truck Rally tomorrow, 4 to 8 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
In River West, I'm assuming. I don't have the exact location, but I'm assuming it's in River West.
Anytime I hear the word food truck, my mouth gleeks. I'm like, food trucks.
So there you go. That's what's up this weekend. And what would DZ do coming up next? Oh, no, but yes.
Yes.
We're keeping it upbeat on a Friday morning. That's all I got to say about that. 103.7 KISS FM.
Got a problem? No, I just meant that DZ has your solution.
If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it.
Or he might make it worse. It's what would DZ do on KISS FM.
All right, what's the problem today?
All right, so a mother wrote into the show and is asking if they should confront their son. And I don't know what it is about y'all mamas wanting to confront y'all sons.
Why can't we ask our sons what we want to ask our sons?
I don't know. But she said, my son is drawing inappropriate things, help.
Why did I giggle? I'm so inappropriate.
Because you're childish.
I'm so childish.
We're childish.
Who
yes, we
made
are.
Me a mom? Like, what the hell? Like, I'm laughing at this problem. Okay, go on. Let me hear it all, though.
They do want to be held anonymous. We just were going to call her mom. It's mom today. Mom right. wrote in, said, my 16-year-old son is really artistic, but I recently found some inappropriate drawings while cleaning things he left on the dining table.
Oh.
One of his sketchbooks fell and spread some papers all over the floor. Mm-hmm. Some drawings fell out. A few of the drawings were some pretty anatomically accurate representations of both male and females. Not to say I'm concerned, but should I confront my son about the inappropriate drawings?
Well, you wrote into the radio station. You must be concerned. How old is this kid?
16.
16 inappropriate drawings.
Well, you
men and women, which I don't care. That doesn't matter to me whether it's men or women.
Gee,
I think he's too old to care at this point. What do you think?
You mean 16 years old?
Yeah.
Oh, that's like prime time, hormonal time, right. Especially for little boys.
I'm saying it's not like a 12-year-old. I'm saying he's 16.
16,
like,
teenager.
He's driving.
Maybe.
He's going to be out of the house in 2 years.
Or like, will be driving soon. Could.
I'm talking about it like.
He's up there.
Yeah.
I don't think she needs to say anything. Mm. I think mom needs to drop it. And I'll tell you exactly why.
Why?
Buddy's artistic.
Mm-hmm.
Artistic.
It's important.
There's so many avenues. He's clearly a drawer. Mm-hmm. He's got sketchbooks. You don't just got a sketchbook for funsies, right?
He's taking it seriously.
I guarantee you that's not the only drawings.
Mm-hmm.
Mom, should consider the per capita. Is it more inappropriate drawings than it is anything else? Because
mm-hmm.
if so, then maybe there's something to talk about.
Well, does your son, does my son have an outlet that they can actually use
mm-hmm.
that would be helpful in life when they're going through stuff? Wow. Why shut that down?
Draw.
Why
exactly.
shut it
Why
down?
Why shut that down?
I would be like, just let them, as long as they're not hurting anyone and they're not, you know, I don't know. I don't even, maybe if they were drawing gory things, it wouldn't matter because it could be an animator. You could
it's
draw
art.
Comic
it's
books.
Art.
You could
it's
do
art.
It's yes.
It's got its own representation yes. and everybody can undertake its own meaning. You
exactly.
feel me?
Exactly.
You feel me?
Yeah.
So you don't want to stifle that.
Yeah.
You don't want to stomp that out. You don't
mm-hmm.
want to put that and just make somebody push it and bury it and bury it and bury it.
Yeah.
Because that's somebody's dream and it could be their calling.
Mm-hmm.
Right? It could be the reason they were placed in this life.
Mm-hmm.
So what, they're drawing anatomically correct things. I did it.
Yeah.
I got in trouble for it in high school and I guarantee you I'm not an artist. I went with a chalk pen and I hit everybody's back shield window.
What?
Mm-hmm. I got everybody. Even a security car.
Oh, come on.
I got everybody.
You were writing on people's cars.
I was drawing.
Well, no, yeah, but the issue wasn't that you were drawing, it was you were doing it on other people's property.
It was different.
Yeah. This is a sketchbook.
And they are, like you said, entirely too old.
Yeah.
You know, I don't think this is concerning. They probably started drawing these around 12, 13.
Maybe.
And this might be the first time you caught it.
Mm.
Kids are kids, and kids, let's be honest, can be childish. Once one friend knows you could draw, they'd go, oh, draw this, oh, draw that, oh, be funny. And then your own inspirations, your own juices go. You can't, as a parent,
yeah.
knock that down off a child. If you feel like it's a concerning thing, ooh, okay, well, then there's modes, but this isn't concerning to me.
Somebody texted in and said, if he has sketchbooks and is that decent at drawing, he's clearly an artist. Learning how to accurately draw human anatomy is just part of being an artist. She shouldn't be making it sexual.
Ooh, they're oh my gosh.
Somebody said, I mean, we have statues of naked people.
Duh.
So if his drawings are really good, maybe she should support it and ask him if he would like better tools. Oh.
Mm. Well, I'm thinking of some of my artist friends from college.
Yeah.
They're like in the art building. They would have times where it's like, nobody can come in here. We're doing anatomical drawings and we have a model coming in. Like this kid is
so
just mad
stupid.
Professional though.
Wait.
Like this kid is mad professional.
This sounds so dumb. We had to tell adults don't come in because we're drawing private parts of men and women. Like nobody's ever seen them.
Adults
and
in college.
They're drawings.
They're sub-adults. It's adults in college. They ain't adults adults. It's college adults.
Why do we make...
It's just a formality and a courtesy to the model.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like
yeah.
unless you're a part of the art building,
I get it.
Stay out.
Right.
Right?
Right. Okay. So you say leave him alone.
Don't say nothing.
The mom found her son's drawings
mm-hmm.
of...
Some inappropriate things.
Mm-hmm. But he's 16. Does she say something? What does she do? DZ says leave it alone.
He's artistic.
Mm-hmm.
How do you... I mean, it'd be one thing if you're just me going around drawing on everybody's stuff.
I
got yelled at for that.
I wish my kid would draw instead of be on his iPad. Okay, so yeah.
Let's get him a sketch pad.
He has one. He used it for a day and then he went back to the tech. So this mom should take that into account. 414-533-1037. What should the mom do? Should she talk to her son about his art? Should she let it go? Like DZ said, we'll take your calls and texts next.
What, you got a problem?
No, I just meant that DZ has your solution.
If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it.
Or he might make it worse. It's What Would DZ Do on Kiss FM.
All right, so Mom wrote into the show.
Mm-hmm.
That's what her name is today, because her 16-year-old has been drawing inappropriate stuff, and she doesn't know if she should talk to him about it. You said leave it alone.
Don't touch it. That kid's already too far into his art.
Yeah.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
Mom says he's like artistic. A mother doesn't, or people don't say that unless you're decent.
True.
Right?
True.
Right?
A lot of texts, people say, no, leave the kid alone. She needs to support him. Somebody else said, I would only be concerned if a good percentage of the drawings portrayed sexual violence.
There you go.
Ah, that's a good text, Susan.
Balance it out. If you think it's more inappropriate than regular, that's on
but
maybe.
If it's just, yeah. Well, Rochelle is in Kenosha this morning. Let's pull her up. She's got a theme song, doesn't she? Oh, Supersonic. Rochelle, good morning.
Good morning.
Do you agree with DZ? What should Mom do here?
I think if Mom's going to say anything to the child, it should be encouraging him to explore his artistic ability.
Mm. Oh, challenge him. Mm. Join up with him.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh.
Like, maybe even look into furthering his, get classes or something.
Right.
Art classes.
Right. Well, Rochelle's saying don't talk to him.
He could be doing so much worse at 16.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. But
get invested.
Out here doing drugs and running the streets and walking around with, like, inappropriate stuff. Like, he's an artist.
He's
doing it on paper.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He's
got a channel. The son's got a channel. Let him explore that.
He's not uncomfortable with it. She's uncomfortable with it. And she shouldn't be uncomfortable with it. We're grown ups.
You know what? This is funny. Rochelle, this is like, we have to look at it as if any other art form, we would put our kids in classes, or if they started singing and we thought they had talent, we would put them in a class or a camp. If they started playing an instrument, we would be like, whoa, let's get them more involved. And then arts, you're like, like it's all. That's good.
It's a lot of self-taught
right.
until you're later in life for a lot of these artists, ain't it?
She's right.
Wow.
You should do more with it.
Well, Rochelle's saying don't question, just get involved.
That's what I'm saying.
Understand it more and everybody's going to be happier probably.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe. The artist might not like it so much.
Well, too bad. You want to do it or not?
They'll appreciate it later though.
Yeah.
Rochelle, great advice. We appreciate your call.
Thanks, girl.
You're welcome.
Bye.
Bye. Have a good day.
All right. We got Magic on the phone. That's his name?
Yeah.
Okay, Magic.
Got a little Magic on the line.
Oh, good morning, Magic.
Good morning. What's going on?
What's up?
Talk to us, man. You got some advice for Mom here?
Yeah, I got some advice for her. First of all, be glad that he's drawing that and not drawing a school map plan to go shoot up no school.
Right. Perspective.
Number two, I say talk to him because, he could be drawing body parts that he might want to cut off people later. You never know.
Oh, Magic.
Make sure that he's just saying, make sure they're not make sure they're not a Dahmer. Make sure they're not a gay. So you know what I'm saying?
Right. That dark really quick. Okay. Come on.
And last but not least, he probably wouldn't have time to draw all that if you stop cleaning a 16-year-old's room and make him clean his own damn
room. Oh, Mom said it was in the dining room. Mom said it was in the... But at the end of the day, make your own 16-year-old pick up after themselves.
Magic came in with a mic drop right
yeah,
there.
Magic. We appreciate your call, big dog.
Bye, Magic.
All right. No doubt.
Later. All we got to talk to Magic more. He was fun.
He was funny. Last but not least, speaking of fun, you know who it is.
You know who it is.
Saucy as hell. Saucy Sandra, good morning.
Good morning. Hey there, hey, my friend.
Well, bye. Hey, Saucy.
Mom wrote in.
Happy
wants
Friday.
To know, Mom wrote in and wants to know if she should confront her son about his inappropriate drawings. He's 16.
Okay, and to that I say you shouldn't be confronting him at all. And it's pretty sad that people make nudity into a bad thing.
Yeah, I agree.
That causes body shaming.
I agree.
And
we're very weird in this country compared to some other countries about 100%. How we...
Particular
we,
here, yeah.
We're 100%. Very, yes, 100%. Ooh. Yeah, we freak people out.
It shouldn't be like that. Mm-hmm. People should... You know, we were all born without clothes.
Right.
I mean, and we didn't have clothes for a long time and walked around naked.
It's natural.
It's a formality.
Our bodies are natural. I get it.
It's a formality to wear clothes,
until
y'all.
Until somebody was like, oh my gosh, we got to cover that up.
Right.
You know, nudity empowers some women. It doesn't mean anything sexual.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Nudity doesn't need to be a sexual thing. Mm-hmm. It is art.
Right.
And we shouldn't. Me and my body, if I wanted to do a boudoir and post those pictures,
pictures. It's my right because my body is beautiful and it's for me. It's not for anybody else.
Talk that talk,
Saucy. You know
Saucy.
What I'm saying?
Yeah,
so what
yeah,
does the
do.
Mom do? Does the mom confront him? Just leave him alone.
Leave him alone.
That's what I
said. Saucy said hands
your
off.
Your kid is talented and that's awesome and leave it. It should be like that.
But watch how you say that.
Feed the talent.
Oh, feed it.
Feed it. No, I'm saying feed the talent.
I thought she said
feed
something
it,
else.
Don't
and
feed
never mind.
It.
Feed it. Don't beat it. No, let me know.
If he's alone, he can do what he wants.
Feed it, don't fight it, though, for real. Like,
yeah.
Feed it, don't fight it, man.
Like
yes.
Mm-hmm.
Saucy, we appreciate you. That was genius.
Mm-hmm.
I appreciate all y'all.
Have a good day.
You as well.
Bye. Bye. Well, that was anticlimactic. Got denied last night. Me and my girlfriends got denied.
Y'all got denied? By who?
I'll tell you in a second. Just a reminder that the Six Flags tickets, last chance today, 7:45. So about 20 minutes, less than maybe at this point.
There we go.
Got denied last night.
What happened and who did it? Who am I beating up? What's up?
You're going to beat up the people that run Jazz in the Park.
Oh, no, I ain't touching them. No, you ain't touching them.
I'm just kidding, dude. We're not beating up anybody. In fact, I love Jazz in the Park. Last night, I had plans with my girlfriends. And when we started texting yesterday and we knew it was ladies' night, mm-hmm. The theme in the group chat was, what are we doing? And one of the girls goes, Jazz in the Park. I go, it's Thursday. Of course. I haven't been to Jazz in the Park at Cathedral Square in Milwaukee in years. That's a lie, actually. I went last year. But before that, I hadn't been in years. And so I was like, ooh, Jazz in the Park. I love an outdoor concert.
Who don't?
They have vendors now. You can walk around and buy drinks. Mm-hmm. You can go to the bars around there. You got Elsa's and you got Taylor's and Belmont Tavern and Real Chili. Was that Real Chili closed? Whatever. Not the important. Point is, there's a lot to do.
There's a whole bunch to do. And I still ain't been to Elsa's. I'm a little salty, but that's another story. But Jazz in the Park last night, don't look at me like that.
What?
Don't look at me like
that. You've
never
been to Elsa's?
Don't look at me like that.
On the park?
Don't look at me like
that. It's okay. I'll take you there. Okay. So we'll go there together.
Bet.
It's fine. I lived there in my 20s.
Let's go.
We will go there. But we showed up and I about fell out. There was no Jazz in the Park, DZ.
What do you mean? It was canceled?
They have 2 weeks they take off. And I don't know if it has something to do with Bastille Days. I don't know what it revolves around. This was one of the weeks off. So I spent an hour going, what should I wear to Jazz? Thinking that's where I was going.
It's going to be popping because Jazz in the Park is always popping.
Yeah. I'm like, well, I'm gonna wear something parkish, and I'm gonna be standing up and sitting down on blankets, so I gotta make sure I'm comfortable. And, and then we get there, and there's no Jazz. I'm like, I could have worn a totally different outfit.
Wait, okay, so y'all so get we there, went, and what happened then?
There was
y'all
a
got
guy,
that's how you guys got denied.
There was a guy on the stage by himself with one microphone, pretending to play instruments. I don't really know what was going on.
Define pretending.
I can't. It's
Did he
impossible.
Have instruments?
No.
Oh, that's what that was pretending. He was air music.
Yeah. And then there were a few people in lawn chairs watching, but for the most part, people were walking up and leaving when they realized there was no jazz in the park last night.
It was a pretend Jazz in the Park.
God.
Buddy
so
had
excited.
A mock jazz session.
There was one guy up there like jamming, and people were actually watching it. That was what was so funny about it.
I'm sure
and
people maybe, just wanted to hang out at one point. We're like, hey, we're here.
I'm like, hey, we showed up with lawn chairs for nothing. I guess we'll hang out.
I'll sit for an hour.
Fine.
It's a nice night.
Yeah, we just walked. We went and hit a couple places and had a good ladies' night. But yeah, so I just want to tell you, Jazz in the Park got denied last night.
But
my night out in Milwaukee did not go so perfect.
Thankfully, it ain't ruined ladies' night.
No, and Jazz in the Park's back next week. And you and I have to still do Chill on the Hill in Bayview, another.
I know.
And my girlfriend was at the one in Hart Park on Thursday. They have I love how all these cities have these parks and these weekly, you know, concerts.
I'll put money on it. I'm not going to, but I could. That every day of the week, there's a different chills, music, something session going on at a different park in the city.
If you could fit,
guarantee it. If you look, you could find one Monday through Friday and definitely on the weekends.
Tuesday's Bayview, Thursday's Milwaukee.
Mm-hmm.
We just talked about those two. I think Hart Park might be. Maybe that's a Wednesday.
They do concert series all over the place.
Is that why they do Wednesday? See, none of them compete then. You're right.
Mm-hmm. All we need to do is find a Monday spot. What's up?
This is a lot of work for something we're never going to go to. Let's be real.
We'll never say never.
We're never doing 5 days. We'll do them here and there.
Is that another challenge?
Yes.
Double dog.
It's on.
Double dog.
It's on. Am I the Jerk is next.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the Jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Amy wrote in. She wants to be anonymous.
Wait, did you just say her name?
Amy wrote in. She wants to be anonymous. So here's her story. She said, hey, Allie and DZ, I love listening to you guys. I changed her name. Okay?
I know.
It's not really Amy, but it sounded funny. All
right, Amy wants to be anonymous. Sorry, Amy.
Sorry, Amy. Am I the jerk for ditching my friend's wedding for a family reunion? Here's what she said. Good morning, Allie and DZ. I'm throwing that in there again. She did say, I love listening to you guys. She said, girlfriend. I'm reaching out to ask you guys if I'm the jerk. My friend from college had a wedding out of the States, which I was not able to attend. Now this year she's planning one so everyone can be there. When she sent me the date of the second wedding, it was the same weekend of my family reunion, which had already been planned months earlier and campsites booked. The wedding's too far from the reunion, so I would not be able to do both, but I don't feel like I should be ditching my family to go to this wedding. Am I the jerk, Amy? This is very similar to the one we had recently where they wanted to go on vacation with her family to Italy instead of to the husband's sister's wedding, right? It's very similar but different. So this is, she's saying she won't be going to either of her friend's weddings, not the out-of-states one she didn't go to, and now the one here she's not going
to. Not the makeup.
Because she's got a family reunion. Is she the jerk?
Happens is that it's a conflict. It's a conflict of dates and a conflict of interest, but it's a matter of priority.
But then you missed your friend's wedding.
Okay.
That's awkward.
I don't know, man. I mean, you're not in it, right? You're a guest.
Think about all your friends. Would it be weird if you didn't go to their weddings?
Maybe.
Yeah.
I know there's a few weddings that have happened and that are going to happen. I think there might be a wedding this weekend. I ain't going to cap.
Yeah.
It's either this weekend or next weekend for a friend that I'm not going to. I don't think I was invited.
Well, then that doesn't count.
Sure. But it's not weird. In all, to me, it's not weird. Invite or not, like, not going to a wedding, especially when you got something else going on with family.
People take it personally, though.
It is the only thing I'm thinking is a familial conflict of interest, and you got to prioritize what you think is most important. Is that family reunion, what you'd rather be at, or is that wedding what you'd rather be at?
Right, and you're going to have to pick who's more important, and it's going to show in your decision, family or friend.
You know, I mean, it's sure. Uh-huh. Do you feel bad because you didn't go to the out-of-states wedding?
Yeah.
Whatever. Yeah, but that's destination. Everybody's doing these destinations everywhere. That's expensive. Mm-hmm. Now that you're not going into the inn, your friend is probably going to be mad. Yes.
Yeah.
They're doing the makeup, expecting you to be there going, yes, this is why we're doing it for everybody that couldn't come.
It says they've had this family reunion planned for months and the campsite's booked, which makes me think maybe the bride's the jerk for taking so long to let everyone know when the reception was back in the States. How about that?
Ooh.
Or maybe her family just plans a year in advance and the bride didn't. But usually you know these things with weddings.
You gotta
know. You gotta be planned out, man. People have lives. So in the summer, good luck. If they can come, they can come. And you can't take it personally. That's the way I feel about it.
Summers are tough because everybody's planning something around these times,
right? Yep. Mm-hmm. 414-533-1037. Does this make Amy the jerk, she wants to know? She ditches her friend's wedding to go to a family reunion? I mean, at least she wants to hang out with her family.
Right?
It's a step up for most people.
I might go to the wedding.
I'd be like, is it an open bar at the wedding? Okay, I'm in.
Priorities.
See you later, fam. See you at Christmas. Thanksgiving. See you then. Kiss FM. The year was 1995. Allie had a red solo cup full of Mad Dog. The Doggy Style album was playing in the background at a party. Yeah. Anyway, 50 years of hip hop. That's what we're celebrating. You're laughing, DZ, but that's a vision from high school I have.
Well, just know I got no memories of that year because I was like 2.5.
Shut up. You know what? Nobody asked how old you were over there. Nobody.
Nobody asked from the peanut gallery. My bad.
You're telling me you don't remember that when that album came out?
I remember listening to it, but it was many years later.
Well, 50 years of hip hop. It is hip hop's birthday on August 11th. So you're hearing all kinds of old hip hop songs like Gin and Juice. Mm-hmm. We're playing those a little bit more, which is very exciting. All right. Six Flags tickets coming up after Am I the Jerk? Hold on.
Okay. Who's the jerk?
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait. You're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
All right, so Amy wrote in the show, wants to know if she's a jerk for ditching her friend's wedding for a family reunion. The reunion's been planned. She already missed the first wedding, which was a destination wedding. Now they're having the reception. She's like, I don't think I can go to my friend's reception, the second one. I'm going to the family reunion.
She's missing two weddings for the same friend, bro. That's rough.
Jess is in Sheboygan this morning. Let's talk to her. Good morning, Jess. What do you
think? Good morning.
Is Amy the jerk?
I think she's a jerk.
Whoa!
I think she's a jerk.
Oh! Yeah. Woo-hoo!
Why?
Explain.
Okay, so it's bad enough that you missed the first wedding, which is a destination wedding. I can understand that.
Mm-hmm.
But then the fact that they literally went out of their way to replan another wedding here locally, like, and you know how much planning goes towards having a wedding.
Yeah,
like, they replanned a whole wedding for all of their friends that could not make it.
Ooh.
And you're basically telling them that you don't care.
I'm not mad at her, dog. She said it with a chest, and I hear it.
Yeah.
I hear it. Okay. So Jess is saying, listen, this is a once-in-a-lifetime, well, supposed to be moment event mm-hmm. for them that they're now recreating twice for you.
That's
and you choosing
thing.
To go to a family reunion that happens every year.
You had two chances to go, and you blew both. That's why Jess is saying you're the jerk.
Oh,
yeah,
snap.
Most definitely, because it's like you can still see your family any day you want, any day of the year, whatever.
Unfortunately.
You see these people all the time.
I'm kidding.
But it's like, you will never get a chance to see your friend get married to the person that they love.
You know what? And I agree. Family reunions, at least for my family, always turned into the same thing as we did at Thanksgiving, any other holiday. It was everybody together. It's true. It's the same vibe.
Right.
A wedding is one thing.
Yeah.
Whereas a reunion is the same people just at a different location at a park.
Right? At a park.
Like, what's the difference, you know?
True. Dang,
right? And in my opinion, on top of that, like, even if they care just a little bit, like, they could have at least split up their time between camping and going to the wedding. Like, there has been times where I've gone camping and I had to come back like a day later, and I drove 5 hours away just to go camping to see my family and let them know how much I love them. And I came back home because I needed to be home, and it's like, if I could do that, I know that this person can go camping and at least go there a little bit of the time to visit their friend on their wedding.
You hear that, Amy?
Mm-mm.
We appreciate your call, Jess.
I'm just saying.
No, you started off strong saying yes to jerk.
Thanks, Jess.
Have a good day.
Thanks, you too.
Bye.
Wow. Right out of the gate, she said jerk. Fine. Let's go to Heather in Shorewood then, who is on day 4, almost earning her theme song.
Strong. We're going to get it, Heather. Good morning.
Is Amy the jerk for ditching her friend's wedding for a family reunion?
Not a jerk, and I'm sorry, Jess, you're wrong, because like, my family is far flung, so we don't see family every day. We can't see them at holidays. You don't know who's flying in, and you don't know the last time you saw those people. I haven't seen half my family since my grandmother's funeral when I was 16.
Wow. I feel you.
Well, that would make it different. That would change the vibe if you haven't seen your family in forever.
I mean, I haven't. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm straight personal. Like, I can agree with what Heather's saying. Mm-hmm. I've never had a family reunion because all my family's in another country.
Yeah, in Colombia. So you don't know.
I don't know what
you would do. You don't know what you'd pick or where they'd be.
I have missed weddings. I have missed, you know, events. I've missed so many things because I'm just out of the country and I can't make that trip.
Mm-hmm.
It's tough, yo. It's tough. Ooh.
All right. Heather says
conflict
not a jerk.
Conflict
is conflict. You got to prioritize it, though. Heather said nope, not the jerk.
Yep.
All right, girl. Thanks for calling. We'll talk to you on Monday, day 5.
Talk to you Monday.
Bye.
Bye. All right. Finally, he's going to be the tiebreaker. And I'm actually glad he's the tiebreaker because he's getting married this year.
Ooh, bring the perspective.
I think this year. Charlie. Charlie. Move. Charlie, you're getting married. You found a wifey in the past year. He fell in love.
Yes.
He's gotten engaged. All this. We've watched this happen on the show. Charlie, is Amy the jerk for ditching her friend's wedding for a family reunion?
Yes. No, she's not a jerk.
Oh, no.
Oh, I thought you were about to say.
Not a jerk.
I got scared.
No, not the.
Okay.
Elaborate.
Because, I mean, family's there. Family's family.
Uh-huh.
I'm sorry. If someone, my wedding, if someone can't come because they got a family commitment, I'm fine with that. That's fine.
Okay.
I respect that.
And you wouldn't take it personally. I wouldn't either.
Nope. Right.
I wouldn't either.
Right.
I've got customers that I said, if they can get the wedding, they can. If I can't, I said, if it makes you feel better, I can say I cried. If it makes you feel better, I can say I cried. What do you want me to do?
And here's the thing.
It's
you have people in your wedding, and I would assume if Amy wasn't in the wedding, usually the people in your wedding are like family to you.
Yes,
so they're
yes.
not as close where they were at that place where she had to be in the wedding.
Uh-huh.
So technically that would make her actual biological family, if that's what it is, more important than the wedding, because at the wedding, she is just a guest at the table.
But who is the wedding for?
She's at table
she's
nine.
She's just a friend with
it's
all the other
table
friends.
Table nine, yeah. That's it.
But, mm-hmm. For a wedding, but my son, Matt, when he gets married, if he goes to the destination wedding, they're going to go to the destination wedding. I said, you're going to fly your daddy? He goes, nope, this is our day.
Oh.
It's our day. This is our day. It's for us. This,
really?
And that's what it, so that and I kind of, I mean, it is true. Who's the wedding for? Is it just for everybody? To,
I mean,
you
but
know?
It's,
no, it's
some
for
people.
That,
it's some couples. It's to celebrate with their friends and family.
Yeah,
that's what it's about.
Yeah. And yeah. that's where I do yeah. disagree with you, Charlie. Man, you know it's all love. But like for me, it was the conjoining of those two families mm-hmm. and the importance of having those people there with us to celebrate as well. Right?
Yeah.
Couldn't it have just been us?
Yeah.
Hell
well,
yeah.
I mean, family. Yes. I. That's why when I get married, my son Chad's from Texas. It's important that my boys are coming up here. All three of them.
Well,
are
I hope so. I hope your children are coming to your wedding, Charlie,
well,
or I'd be concerned. I'm just saying.
Well, but you know, but that was the whole concern with Chaz because he's got twins and he's going to have another boy in October. So
travel.
This is a great am I the jerk, or Charlie's kid's the jerk for not coming to his wedding.
If they don't come because they got babies.
I know, Charlie. I'm just saying. It would have been a good one.
With
if
a
he
newborn,
didn't.
Though? Could you imagine?
No, they're not coming with the babies. My daughter-in-law is going to stay down there with the kids.
Because, oh, that's
so
great.
So his grandbabies aren't coming. And
no,
neither is his daughter-in-law.
No, that's okay, though. That it's a
it
lot
is.
Easier
it's,
travel, dog.
I would love to be there, but yeah. I understand it. It's
sure.
tough travel with two-year-olds and a baby.
I get it. I get it. And who wants them at a wedding anyway? Let's be real. Nobody. Charlie
me.
Said not
play
a jerk.
Play past the baby. Charlie wants him there.
He said me. Yeah, because somebody else is going to take care of him and chase him. That's
you know
why
he's
you
just
going to
honeymoon there and go see them right after? Come on
right.
now. You know that's the honeymoon destination?
In Texas.
In Texas, yeah.
Everything's bigger. Charlie, thanks for calling.
Round is out.
Talk to you guys later. Guys. Have a good Friday.
You too, brother. Bye.
Not the jerk.
Ooh,
all
wait.
Right. We have got to give away our last set of Six Flags tickets. So we're going to do it right now.
Right now, right now?
Right now. What the hell? 414-533-1037. You and three friends. It's a four-pack of tickets to go to Six Flags Great America in Gurnee.
Mm-hmm.
We'll take caller 30 next. 414-533-1037. You have to dial 1, by the way, before it. I learned. Our very own Julia and Brew both spoke with Olivia Rodrigo recently. You can see all of that at 1037kissfm.com. So we're giving away tickets to Six Flags Great America. Last chance today. I love it.
See you on all the roller coasters.
Love it. A four pack. You could be riding all the rides, having a good time. Dana's on the phone in Sheboygan this morning.
Hey, I'm familiar with the area. Good morning, Dana.
Good morning.
Yeah, DZ went to college at Lakeland. Did you know that?
Oh, awesome.
Yeah, spent all four years out there. But that's irrelevant right now because we're trying to get you a four pack of tickets to go to Six Flags Great America. First, we got a pretty treacherous question for you.
Stop
it's
it.
True or false? Do you think you're ready for today?
Come on.
Yes.
Dana?
Okay. Yes. I hear confidence in that voice.
She's got
okay.
this.
All right, here it goes. Is it true or false that Superman, Ultimate Flight, Giant Drop, and the American Eagle are all rides at Six Flags Great America?
Mm.
True.
It's true!
Go Dana! Go Dana! Go Dana! Go Dana!
It's your birthday.
Oh, girl. You.
Happy Friday.
Yes. You. Three of your friends, plus you, going to be going to Six Flags for all that summer fun. And we hope you have a really good time there. All right, girlfriend?
Thank you.
All right. Hold on. We're going to get all your information. Another okay. chance to win tickets to Milwaukee Brew Fest this morning at 8:40. The winning's not done today.
Oh, you thought?
And then, by the way, did I mention next week, we're back with more VIP Ludacris tickets.
Move! Woo! Get out the way! What's your venture to see?
2 weeks from the fair. Less than 2 weeks. Next week, Monday morning, same time for the Ludacris VIP tickets to go to the show with us at the fair.
Dog.
Cannot wait. It's going to be so much fun in our little VIP area.
Jigging, doing our dance, drinking a drink, eating some food, having some fun. Ludacris,
Happy Friday. Kiss FM.
Hi. This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
So Jamie Foxx, we've been following him since he had the medical complication. We still don't know what that was, where he had to go into the hospital, left the movie set he was on. They replaced him in the movie. Somebody else came in. Or no, Nick Cannon came in, not in the movie. Nick Cannon came in to replace him on the show.
Yep.
And so he took a break from everything. We knew he was in a rehab center, allegedly near Chicago. Mm-hmm. We've seen him in Chicago on a boat. He was spotted
at Top Golf. He was at.
Mm-hmm. So he's clearly on the road to recovery and out and about doing things.
Right.
Well, then he puts a post up on Instagram.
His page?
Yeah, and teases big things coming soon. And he looks great in it. He's in a suit. He's sitting on top of like a little race car. It's not a NASCAR.
The F1 car. Yeah.
I think so.
Okay, bet. That gold joint.
Uh-huh. So he's sitting on it. And then what do people do? They come in and decide that it's fake and they think it's AI generated. Somebody wrote, might be an AI generated picture of Jamie Foxx. I don't know what to believe. What the hell? He posted himself. Here's what's going on. And you're like, I don't know what to believe.
Is it you, Jamie?
It was
post
his.
A live video.
Now they think somebody's posting fake stuff. Somebody else said, yeah, this don't feel right.
Why does it not feel right?
We just saw him on a boat. He was fine. What do you mean it doesn't? Of course it feels right.
This is him teasing, you know, that for him, the marathon continues, that he's good, that he's on his way back. He's looking healthy. And honestly, I think the photograph looks great.
Well, this is why the internet's such a hot mess sometimes, because you can post on your own account and give an update on your own health and people still write things like, this looks AI generated. What the heck's going on? Hope he's doing okay. That's another comment. It's like,
somebody said, nah, fam. Don't believe it, Cap.
Jamie Foxx must be in his bed going, I just told y'all what was going on.
They're
going
to need him to hop
from me.
They want him to hop on live.
People need to get over their conspiracies, like everything.
I love a good conspiracy, G. You've heard me say it before, but this feels like, this is forced. Come on. Believe that Jamie is good. I believe.
Well, yeah, because we've seen pictures of him showing he's okay.
We've seen there's a video.
And if this is an old picture they posted, so what? He's an actor. They take pictures all the time professionally. I don't care.
If it looks AI generated, that's probably why. Because somebody that's really good with a camera did it, and then somebody that's really good at editing made
retouched
sure it looked
it.
Perfect.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Goofies.
Now I'm doing the leave Jamie alone. Let him live. What was I thinking?
I quite frankly don't know.
I did something for a dude. I cannot believe I did this.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, you did.
Why did I do this? Okay, listen. Brewfest tickets coming up. Less than 15 minutes.
A hop, skip, and a jump away. Don't miss it.
Brewfest is a week from tomorrow, and it's going to be awesome down by the lakefront. 4-pack of tickets coming up.
Mm-hmm.
DZ, I did something for a guy, and I don't know why.
I know you did, and I'm not mad. I'm disappointed.
Why? Are you just saying what my mom would say?
Yeah, I just wanted to say that. Okay. No, I'm not disappointed at all.
Really?
I'm actually proud of you.
Why?
I don't know, man. I feel like this is explorative for you.
Oh, okay.
This is different.
It is.
It could be refreshing, maybe. Mm-hmm. Or it could honestly be a train wreck.
That's true.
One or the other. There's no in-between here for you. And I hate to say it, dog, but come on. You did this for a dude.
For a dude. I don't know.
Who are you?
I don't know. I'm a new woman.
Allie Faith, it's like I don't even know you.
It's like I don't even know me. I'm evolving every year. For the better and the worse, depending on when you catch me, let me tell you.
I keep going back and forth. Not for real, though. Talk to me, man. What's up? Why'd you do this for this man?
I don't know. I was talking to this guy, and he says to me, because, you know, I'm on, everyone's like, which apps do you use? All of them.
Which apps do you use?
Which ones don't I use is the real question.
I was going to say, yes.
All of them. I think I met this guy on Hinge. Hell if I know. But I was talking to this guy, and he was like, I'm getting off here. Do you want to snap or text? Okay, now, every time a guy asks me for my Snapchat, I laugh and I go, never gonna happen. Like, what are we, 12? No thanks.
Right, you young, dog.
I'm like, even though I have Snapchat, don't ask me for my Snapchat. It's shady.
That's
it's
not
shady.
Where you choose to communicate.
It's a shady communication method. And
sure.
The guy's probably shady if he's asking for your Snap, in my opinion. And you know I'm right, DZ. You know I'm right.
Selective people use Snapchat as a primary means of communication. That ain't wrong.
A lot of people. So I said, listen, I'm not giving any guy my number ever again. This is literally what I said to him. I go, because y'all are insane. And so until I meet you, you will not have my phone number.
Wait, so then how do you communicate with guys then? That, like, off of the apps?
This is one of my new rules.
Well, then this happened. You were faced with a new conundrum. You don't want to get this dude your number.
Mm-hmm. So I've gone out on 2-3 dates. I mean, since the last guy. And I've never given any of these my number, and it didn't go anywhere. anywhere, and so I didn't give him my number. We talked through the app. We met for a date. If it didn't go anywhere, I left.
Well, none but that.
If it went somewhere, I would give you my number after the date.
If you're interested, you will reach out. My people will get in touch with your people.
That's how I've been communicating. But since this guy was like, well, I'm getting off here. I'm deleting this. Do you want to this or this?
Oh, he meant deleting.
He was saying he was getting off the app. Like, I'm getting off this app. Do you want to, how do you want to continue to talk?
Oh, I thought he meant he was like just leaving logging for the off moment. Or
no.
something.
No.
Wanted to keep talking, though. He straight up was deleting the app.
So I did it. I freaking got on Snapchat like a weirdo and started talking to this guy. And I'm like, I did it. I can't believe I got on Snapchat to talk to a dude. I said, dudes are shady. And then Snapchat on top of it.
Who is this guy that's got you out here back on Snapchat to talk to him just because he deleted the app?
Hell if I know.
But you're going to find out.
Maybe we'll find out. I don't know.
Whoa.
I don't know anything about this guy. But we started talking on Snapchat, and I was like, well, this is weird. And then a little heart popped up. What the hell was that? What was the heart?
Already? Is Snapchat predicting something?
What does the heart mean?
I don't know.
Tell me, DZ. Shut up and tell me.
As you start like talking and interacting, it shows up different like emojis or different.
The more you talk to someone, the more emojis you get?
Yeah, it could be like a heart emoji. It could be the best friend looking thing. It can be a fireball when you guys got like a crazy streak going.
Yeah.
They all mean something different, and you can look it up. I don't know off the back of my head what it all means, but that heart means you guys have been kind of interacting a little.
Well, we had been, and then last night, nothing.
Wait, what?
Nothing last night.
What?
Nothing. I was literally out with my girlfriends. I haven't met this guy. I've talked to him for like 3 days.
Okay.
But the point is, I actually communicated with him on Snapchat after I said I would never.
You said never, and look at you. Never say never,
annoying,
dog.
Annoying.
You got snap back for a man.
I don't know where he is, though. I don't know. And again, you know, I take these all very lightly.
Can you see him on a snap map? Now I'm invested.
No, but
does he got his location out? Can you see what he's doing?
I don't know. Should we look?
Now I'm nosy.
Let's go find out. Let's go see if he's on the. That's the thing about Snapchat that I love is the.
That is messy.
It's very messy. You can see everyone's location, which my location's off.
Oh yeah, but if you're smart, you got that off.
I'm totally stalking all of you to see where you're at right now. I just want you to know that.
If your location is on Snapchat, I just want you to know you're telling everybody where you are at all times, mama.
Well, I never heard from him last night. It was weird.
That's random.
Because he was like nonstop in communication, and I ended up hanging out with somebody else anyway.
Oh, so, well, your night got busy.
Was he snapping you? Not at the end of the night, no. Which was okay. I mean, it wasn't gonna... I don't know this guy.
Y'all haven't met yet.
It's more about the fact that I actually agreed to snap with a dude is what the crazy part is here. I'm just saying.
Now, question. Are you guys sending pictures and messages back
Only
and forth?
Only like two pictures.
Okay.
I don't send pics to dudes because of our job.
Those kind of pics. Alley.
I would if I didn't have this job. Sure.
Stop
would.
It.
Yes, I would.
Nah, I'm not talking about them naughties. I'm talking about regular, like, hey, like, I'm at the store. Yeah. Like, message.
Two pics. Yeah, only two. That's what I'm saying. I don't know this guy.
Interesting.
It's more about, like, why did I download Snapchat for this guy?
I don't know why this guy is making me interested in him. Maybe it's the ambiguity of the fact that I don't know nothing about him, that I'm curious. Who is this guy? Why does he want to talk to you on Snap? Why did he delete the app when he started talking to you?
He lives
I've got questions that he can't answer them until we get him off Snapchat.
That's true. Actually, but maybe I'll never hear from him again. Now, maybe he's gonna be called Snapchat guy. It was a 3-day romance.
Snapper, call him Snapper.
Snapper. He was a 3-day Snapchat romance that I never met.
We're gonna call him Snapstreak. There we go. Snapstreak's in the building,
name
y'all.
Name has been made. Snapstreak, everybody.
Well, I guess I want to know what's going on with Snapstreak.
There's nothing going on. I mean, I'll keep you updated.
Who sent the last message?
Me.
And he hasn't responded to
that? No.
Has he opened it?
He opened a picture. I don't know. I don't think he opened the text. I don't know.
What?
Again, I don't put much weight into these until I have to meet you. I don't care.
Well, why you got me invested in Snapstreak?
I'm sorry.
I care.
You're more into his name than I am. I'm like, the funny thing is, now I'm never going to remember his real name because I don't know him well enough. We're going to start calling him Snapstreak, but you're going to be like, what's his real name one day? I'm going to be like, I don't know.
You say calling like it's not already been decided and changed on his birth certificate. Snapstreak.
I don't know, whatever. We'll see if he comes back around.
I bet.
We're going to do Brewfest tickets, though, in less than 5 minutes.
Minutes.
Mm-hmm.
Minutes away.
So don't go anywhere. I'm sorry, I got to get back on Snapchat now.
Check. I want to see. Like, send him a picture of me.
Okay.
Bet you won't.
The hell I won't.
Double
yes,
dog.
I will.
You
One,
know what?
Two, three.
Triple dog.
Cheese. Okay, sending now. Wait, I was supposed to see if he responded to the Snapchat.
Did he open my Snap?
I forgot that I sent that.
Did Snapstreak open my Snap?
DC and I have been talking the whole time, and I forgot. Delivered. Nope, never opened.
You better tell me when he responds to me.
I think we lost Snapstreak. I think he's out of the picture already.
Did we cross his name off the board now?
What a three-day romance Allie had. That was hot.
Let's give him another minute, okay? Don't cross his name out yet.
He's off the roster for now.
I think it's got to be 24 hours full before the streak is over.
I just sent him a picture of a dude. That dude was you. And I put no text or anything on it, by the way.
Oh, come on. It's my bro, DZ. Duh. We in the studio. He knows what it is.
What's up. I just thought
he could Google, too.
There's your update for you. Okay, we got to give away these Brewfest tickets.
Let's do it right now.
Milwaukee Brewfest happening a week from tomorrow right at McKinley Park. We have got a four-pack of tickets for caller number 30. You are going to go, and it's so much fun. You get to get your glass, you get to walk around and drink, and now they have seltzers too, because somebody said that to me again last night. I don't drink beer, and I go, ha-ha!
We got you. Well, they got you, and we going.
Yeah. And then you get to wear a necklace with pretzels on it. It'll be a fun day.
You could buy tickets, obviously, but we giving them to you. You get a four-pack?
And Brewfest has evolved over the years. It's gotten bigger and bigger.
Huge.
So, 414-533-1037. Caller 30, you're going to Brewfest. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.